this current generation. Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 through 19. The NIV version reads, "To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others. We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her deeds." The explanation reads, after his teaching about John the Baptist, Jesus shared about the generation at the time of his ministry. This generation was really an indictment of the Jewish religious leadership. Since the time of Ezra, these religious leaders had corrupted the law by adding their traditions, placing them on the same level as the law. In so doing, they had moved from humble servants to a religious class seeking honor among their people. Jesus likened their behavior to that of the children playing in the city streets. They played music, but no one danced. They sang a song of mourning, but no one cried. These religious leaders wanted the respect of the people, regardless of whether it was earned. While they had problems with Jesus' unorthodox ministry, the Jewish religious leaders also despised John the Baptist's ministry. Seeing Jesus' poetic language in verse 17, we can compare the upbeat beginning of that verse to Jesus' ministry and the downbeat ending to John the Baptist's ministry. Now, to be clear, the preceding statement is not an indictment on John the Baptist's ministry. It merely reflects John the Baptist's more fire and brimstone message and his separating himself in the wilderness, which seemed different from Jesus's preaching and teaching of engagement even with the less desirables in the Jewish community. Regardless of the approach, the proof was in the results of their teaching and preaching. They were successful. Question: what do you think? How would you respond to someone who said the gospel message is foolish?